This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House and the Capitol Wednesday.
First is a summit with President Biden, including an Oval Office meeting and a news conference. Zelensky is later expected to address a joint session of Congress. That comes as lawmakers consider America's biggest yet infusion of aid to Ukraine, some $45 billion. The timing is critical because Republicans who will take House control next month say they will start giving more scrutiny to Ukraine aid.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. Russia does not expect Kyiv to be open to peace talks in the wake of President Zelensky's trip to Washington. This, according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, who was speaking to reporters Wednesday.
The supply of weapons continues, and the range of supplied weapons is expanding. All of this, of course, leads to an aggravation of the conflict. This does not bode well for Ukraine.
Peskov also confirmed media reports that President Vladimir Putin would not deliver his annual State of the Nation address this year. A large swath of the U.S. braced for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions already hammering the Northwest and expected to disrupt plans for millions of holiday travelers. Bitter cold and heavy snow are forecast to hit the plains and upper Midwest. Some places in the northern U.S. could see wind chills approaching 70 degrees below zero. Even warm weather states are preparing for the worst. Temperatures could dip to freezing in parts of Florida. This is VOA News.